Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
These people sound like they're yodeling underwater.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio with me, KC the Tobacco Nut, Jerry the Diver Guy connected via the web. And then we got the Aqua Gypsy Brittany with us in Bonaire, along with her dive buddy, Captain Scott, and who's there to keep Vinny Two Tanks in line. If he ever goes over that line, Captain Scott will promptly come on in, give him the buzzer. That's what he's. What if he goes a little bit? There it is. See, that's what he's. He's there. That's his role in the buddy team.
That's going to come in handy.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to do whatever you can to keep him in check.
You need to record Captain Scott doing it, Greg. Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
For a drop.
Yeah. Or I have this.
Yeah. No, Captain Scott's wave.
All right. Give me a Captain Scott buzzer then. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Now what?
Give me a good one.
Okay, maybe. Maybe. Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's got that reverb of the room.
Yeah, exactly.
No processing needed.
How are the digs there in Bonaire? By the way, that's what I said.
You leave the R off.
No, Bonaire.
You're like saying bunny.
No, that's...
I don't understand why you're saying it with a French accent, because it's Dutch, okay?
Well, I just picked that up from CJ. He
Van Halen.
Well, it's been boner for the whole time, all day.
Well, that's the southern slang version of it, and I'm trying to connect the different dialects together, you know, when we're trying to bring the world together.
And then he put an upswing on it.
Okay. Anywho, as far as the, you know, accommodations you have, what, are you guys just rented a house or something, it looks like, or where are you guys hanging?
Yeah, we have a three-bedroom Airbnb.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds nice. So, I mean, is it? Are you happy with what you got?
Yep, it's really nice. The truck is very nice as well. So far, the dive shop is beautiful, so we're excited.
So are you close to places to eat and everything, or do you got to drive to wherever you want to go for that kind of stuff?
No, we could walk if we wanted to.
Yeah. Well, if everything's so nice, why is Vinny so grouchy?
He just woke up from a nap.
He woke up from a nap.
I was up all night last night.
Okay,
sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to wind him up.
I would say it's that time of the month, but he's probably postmenopausal.
Ah, there you go. That's true.
So I'm stumped.
Right.
No, what about water temp? Is it warm there?
I've explained to you guys many times. No matter what I do.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Captain Scott. Have you already checked the conditions, like what the viz and wind is and all that kind of stuff, or around the island for this week or what?
Yep, the temperature in the water is going to be 80. The temperature outside is going to be 85.
All right, so. That sounds nice. 80, 80, 80.
That's real nice.
Yeah, no rain in the forecast. It looks nice and sunny for the next few days.
Yep.
How many dives do you hope to accomplish there in the B of the ABCs? This week
probably 10. What we want to do is dive in the mornings. We're going to go on two dives in the mornings, and then in the afternoon we're going to drive around and sightsee.
Yeah, so I mean, you're each taking two tanks out in the rental car each day and mm-hmm. doing that kind
it's
of
a
thing? Yeah, all right, well that sounds pretty sweet. So you get two dives a day and then you go hang out. What else is there to do on Bonaire these days? I haven't been there in a while, so I don't know, topside on your surface interval. What do you think?
Well, there's a flamingo area that we're going to go to. There's some hiking spots. There's some other little beaches that have a lot of windsurfing. And there's Climb Bonaire, which we're going to take the ferry to at some point.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Climb Bonaire I thought that was like an uninhabited island, but you can take a ferry over there and walk on it? I didn't know you could even do that. But, I mean, are you planning to go over there at all to do any of the diving on that side of the of the island?
Greg,
what?
You can't say ferry. It's alternative lifestyle.
Right. Time. I apologize. But
yeah.
I mean,
no, we're going to. We Captain Scott has a friend who lives here but isn't here right now. So we've got a lot of good local recommendations. So we're going to take the alternative lifestyle boat over to Klein Bonaire, and then they're going to drop us off, and then we will snorkel down to get picked up again.
Do they have tacos?
Tacos.
Yeah, and they have tacos. They have Cuban. So.
Yeah. What are they known for on Bonaire food-wise? I don't even know.
Tuna
cheese. Salt. It's Dutch. What? Cheese.
Cheese. They got a lot of cheese, huh?
And salt.
Yeah, salt. Cheese, salt, and beer.
Huh. Okay. So, yeah, you could do the whole Dutch. Yeah, actually.
All the major food groups.
Just to kind of fit in, it's usually appropriate to dye your hair blonde, by the way. Did you know that, Brittany? If you want to fit in with all the Dutch.
Well, I have blonde hair, and everyone here has white, so perfect. Just like you, Greg.
Platinum blonde. Thank you very much.
Gray.
Platinum blonde.
Gray.
Don't make me smack you. Okay, so all right. Well, so you got that. Eat some cheese. Yeah, drink some beer, and then are you going to hit the Dutch disco? You know they go late at night in those islands for the nightlife. You know this, right, Brittany? Or did you do any research in that regard?
No, because I'm here to go diving. I'm not here for a party.
Yeah, but Vinny Two Tanks is kind of like a night owl and likes to cruise the clubs late in the evening, I believe. So, I mean, you're not going to tag along with them or leave them
Do you have anything to say about that, Vinny?
High and dry.
Usually I'm pretty tired after a day of diving. I usually crash.
Really? Well, man.
Probably because we have a car here, I might want to do some nightlife.
Yeah, of course.
Steering talk to the local indigenous population.
Already arguing with teenage girls already.
Well, the Dutch ladies.
Don't say that.
What? The lady boys.
No, they don't do that.
We'll have to bail them out of jail sooner or later.
Well.
Or maybe not.
Allegedly.
This guy can fill me up.
Okay. Well, there's that.
I want to know, Jerry. Are y'all letting Vinny ride up front in a truck with you, or is he in a truck bed?
I ride in a truck bed.
Really? Why?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's safer back here.
It's safer by. Well, you want to be far enough away from Brittany, so or at least out of striking range. Is that it?
Well,
he's got two now too. He's got myself.
Oh, he's already got two bruises.
Yeah. No. I'm getting stereo corrections made.
He's got verbal corrections from me and audio corrections from Captain Scott.
Oh, all right.
Aren't
so
the same thing.
Three strikes.
No. You're having a really fun time, aren't you?
No, it's good. The truck is actually really nice. It's got a back seat and everything. And, it's a nice diesel truck, little one, kind of like yours.
All right.
Greg.
Well, okay. Well, then it must be really nice.
Yeah, right.
So,
a truck.
So I will say, are we putting any odds on will the buddy team survive the next few days at Bonaire? Sounds like it might be starting off a little rocky to me, just with the attitude I'm picking up from Vinny Two Tanks. You got three divers, right? So you're saying Scott and Vinny are kind of alternates? Like if we lose one, you still have a buddy team to finish out the rink? Okay. There's safety in numbers for Brittany.
I think the big question here, Greg, is there a place at the Airbnb where Vinny can air dry?
Why would you ask that?
Yeah, it's called the truck bed.
Yeah, on top of the roof, there's a nice patio where I can air dry.
Well, that's what you do. That's what you do when you're in Bonaire. Enjoy it.
Scare the donkeys away.
Okay. All right. Well, gosh, I'm...
Speaking of ass.
I don't know. That's enough. That's enough out of those guys, I think, for now. We'll see if they survive. That's going to slay the cliffhanger, isn't it, for next week's big show. So we'll see if they survive and be back accordingly, hopefully.
Meanwhile, behind the facade of this innocent-looking bookstore.
Yes. Remember, it's always better where?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio. Let's go!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.